An Oglala Lakota newspaper publisher has started a campaign to buy 40 acres of private land adjacent to the Wounded Knee massacre site. The land is held by a non-Native owner who is asking nearly $4 million for the property. Those backing the plan to buy the land say it needs to be held by the Lakota people and used in a positive way. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more on the plans to purchase what many see as a sacred site.
Newspaper publisher Tim Gallego says he wants to see a museum and arts and trade center built on the property once it's acquired.
I've talked with several elders and with some of the descendants of the survivors of Wounded Knee, and I think all of them have one thing in common. They say the 125th anniversary of Wounded Knee just passed. So we spent 125 years remembering and honoring the people that died there in that horrible massacre. And we respect them and will continue to honor them, but we feel now that it's time for us to start honoring the living.
Gallego says currently Native artists on Pine Ridge have few places to create and sell their work. He says the museum could play a similar role to Jewish Holocaust museums as a way to show incidents of genocide against indigenous nations. He says these are histories that shouldn't be ignored.
I visited the Holocaust Museum, and I was just stunned by everything I saw in there. And you come away there, I think, feeling that there's been a lack of education on a lot of these things. I see the same thing could happen here on the Pine Ridge Reservation, that people could come and everything that they have not been taught in the schools, and that's a lot, could then learn about the history of so many tribes.
But some Pine Ridge residents have expressed concern, saying they want to see the land turned over to the Lakota people, but they don't want to see it developed. Gallego says any development would require consent of the people. His nonprofit fund has been established, and he hopes to see the money raised for both the purchase of the land and the creation of a museum and art space. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.